air conditioning at the Mayo Hotel.
Oh, no, no. Not in the beginning.
So it opened in 1925 with no air conditioning.
When it came in, it came in. But then that meant dropping the ceilings. They dropped the ceilings and put all the mechanics for it between the ceiling and the drop ceiling.
So that would have been in the 30s.
Could have even gone into the 40s or during that period. But you see, this wouldn't have been a shock to you or me then. You didn't have it and I didn't have it and we didn't expect it. We knew that it was available and we knew that we could complain. The more we were going to pay for something, the more we wanted in amenities. So this became necessary. Even when we built this house, we deliberated 5 minutes as to whether we'd have the air conditioning or not, because it was going to be a considerable expense to include this when not everyone had air conditioning.
And that was in 51, this house
was in 51.
We're in right now, mm-hmm. which you've lived in all these years. Mm-hmm. So you opted to have air conditioning, obviously.
Yes.
Which was rare even then.
No, it was not de rigueur.
Even cars in the 50s didn't have air conditioning.
No, and you're still winding down your window, you know. And
Marjorie, do you remember at all being in the Crystal Ballroom maybe for a dance when it was unbearably hot? I mean, that west sun hitting that building.
No, and that doesn't mean that it wasn't. But I don't remember discomfort. I guess it's just the age you are, and innocence is bliss sometimes. Mm-hmm. And if you don't have it to compare, you know, you just abide.
Would things shut down at all in the summer? I know a lot of people would leave town.
That happened a lot. I went away in the summer. My father would stay, and we'd go up to the summer home in Wisconsin. We'd be gone for a couple of months. Virch and I would leave early and go up to visit my grandparents and get on a train with a big box of fireworks. Can you imagine? We'd go just before 4th of July, and we had these fireworks galore.
Do you remember some of the famous people who stayed at the Mayo Hotel?
Bob Hope, Will Rogers, and Mrs. Roosevelt, President Nixon, and
J. Paul Getty.
J. Paul Getty, yes, he did. He stayed there quite some time.
He lived there, didn't he?
Mr. Gilchrist lived there for a while, too, when he married Norma Smallwood, Miss America.
You're talking about of the Gilchrist Museum. Thomas Gilchrist. Mm-hmm. J. Paul Getty.
Yes.
You wouldn't have remembered that at all.
No, I remember about him. My cousin lives in the house that he rented at one time when he was here. Over just
2801 South Victor. Mm-hmm. He was here during World War II.
Yes.
Were you around J. Paul Getty?
No. I met him and that was all.
You remember if people talked about him, if he was a to-himself kind of person?
I think he very definitely was. And he wasn't interested in being part of the community. He was active in aviation.
He owned Spartan at that time.
Yes.
The others that you mentioned, Nixon, John F. Kennedy, Elvis Presley stayed there.
Also, Sally Rand and her fan.
Did you get to be around them at all?
My father introduced me to Strangler Lewis. Now, you don't know who Strangler Lewis was, and I didn't. Strangler Lewis was a famous wrestler, and wrestling was sometimes a part of a Monday night man's activity. My father was one who liked to go, and he would go with George Bowl. They would go all the time. And one time I asked to go, and he said, no, young ladies do not go there. So that was that. But at any rate, he introduced me to Strangler Lewis, who was standing in the lobby when I happened to go by to say that Mother is out there and wanted to pick you up to take you home. He introduced me, and I curtsied. Well, he shook my hand, and I practically went to the floor with a grip. And Daddy came home and he said, Lillian, I think that it's time you tell her to stop curtsying. It was humiliating to him as well as to everyone else. I was happy to do it, but I thought this was what I was supposed to do.
Any recollection of Will Rogers?
Is there anyone that didn't read the left column of the paper that when he appeared on a daily way? He was just the tonic. It doesn't matter what mentality one had. He was a necessary part of one's life. He had something to say that applied in any and every way. It was marvelous. It was marvelous. The simple thing when he went through the line meeting President Coolidge, as he walked through the line and was introduced to President Coolidge, Will Rogers says, I didn't get the name. We were en route to Wisconsin the time that the news came over the radio that the plane was down. My father went into total decline right then and there, just as did everyone. As did everyone. There were so many people that stayed there at the hotel. I did meet Bob Hope and Will Rogers. There's a picture of my mother and father taken with the two of them. I just remember meeting them only to say hello.
So Will Rogers was at the hotel?
Yes.
Performing, or he was just staying there?
No, he'd been in Claremore, I'm presuming, and just had come down for the day.
Do you remember his comments?
Just remember, you know, saying how happy I was to meet him. That was about it.